This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Happy Sunday here today. I've been working really hard on this new business model, the Amazon FBA side of it, and I've just been really, really passionate about it, and haven't really had time to go on and focus on a lot on the podcast and bring on new guests and everything like that. I kind of just put that on a halt for a little while. It's just because, like, at the end of the day, I've been very, like I said, very passionate about just getting off a ticket and traveling and then just building something that's solid. That way we can scale into, like, the six figures. Something that I've been really, really passionate about. The reason I want to scale so high is just because, like, I want to do so much more. I literally want to go build schools, but to do all this, you need money, resources, and everything like that. So, like I said, like, it's just been a huge focus in mine recently. And it is something that I've been actually talking to a lot of my friends about that I really wanted to share with all of you, is that you're feeling overwhelmed. A lot of my entrepreneur friends and digital nomad friends are really overwhelmed, trying to do all these different things at the same time: editing, branding, marketing, so many different things at the same time. It's more about taking a look at what really yields out the most return on investment, and what really, really moves the needle forward in your life, and analyzing that in your life. There's always this one spectrum, like, about the one thing it's just an amazing book that I've read recently. I forget who the author is. I think it's Gary Keller or something like that. Gary Kelly, I think that was the name of the book. But, like, I remember it was a really good book that talks about focusing on the one thing. But the thing is, like, you would get bored at doing the one thing. So in my opinion, an average human being can actually really focus on doing at least, like, two or three things at the same time, whereas, like, a lot of, like, digital nomad and entrepreneur friends, they're juggling between, like, six or seven different things at the same time. They're building up a product, they're focusing on the business model. On top of that, they're editing. They're if you're a full-on solopreneur, if you're focusing on all of this and you're wearing all kinds of hats, you really wouldn't move the needle forward. It just really gets you overwhelmed. It gets you stressed out. It has so many negative things with it that I recently have found out personally myself, spending a lot of time focusing on that. So the thing is, like, I have to explain to you guys that the reason why the podcast is almost, like, a little bit on not my top priority at the moment. It's only because, like, I could create a product and sell it on the podcast and everything like that, but I wouldn't feel very authentic and I wouldn't believe it the same way I do as Amazon FBA, where it's, like, I'm very passionate about it right now. And for me to really focus on, like, giving you the products that I truly loved, was that it really has to align and it has to make sense on the podcast, right? Recently, I sold the Instagram course because I love being on Instagram. That's something that I'm going to bring back later on, but I really loved it and I really enjoyed it with my beta group. I'm actually refining that a little bit more at the same time, so that's going to come back later on. But again, like, it has to make sense to me, because, like, if you're on Instagram, it just makes so much sense to build a brand around that. It's something that I've been personally very good at. I've discovered that not too long ago, and it's always something, I guess, that I've always had a great talent for, and I just really love that part of it. So, like I said, it has to make sense. I'm not going to sell you guys any ads or anything on the podcast, because, again, it just feels, like, unauthentic, and I care a lot about that in a truly, truly genuine way. I do not actually want to sell you any ClickFunnels or anything whatsoever, only because, like I said, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Whereas, like, Amazon FBA right now can really yield something that, like, can really allow me to go do a lot more things, allow more resources, allow so many different things, right? Because, like, the potential growth on that is so significant. And the plus, it's, like, you know, it's something for me to really have experience over as well too, because it talks about a lot of, like, building a brand and surrounding it and just really tying it all together and tying into a nice little box. And so, like I said, it's just because, like, I wanted to really give you guys an explanation on the podcast why there's so many solo episodes with along with the process. I want to update you guys with a lot of this, because, like I said, like, all the guests and everything like that, I've kind of put on hold for a little while. Not forever, don't get me wrong. There is some, like, other guests that's gonna come through as well too. But again, like, it's, you won't be seeing as much as you know, for the next couple months or so. Like I said, it's just because it's, I'm very focused on what the ROI and a lot of a focus, and it's really getting down and analyzing on what your capabilities is, and really focusing and dialing down on that, right? That's something I think that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with. For me, it's really not that of an issue. For me, it's really just dialing down, doing what you got to do to take care of, you know, yourself. I always like to say, it's my, you know, for you to be selfless, you know, you have to be selfish first. You have to take care of yourself first before you can even take care of other people as well. You have to learn how to make $1 million and create that $1 million before you can teach anybody else to make $1 million, because that, to me, is authentic, right? You can't go into teaching somebody how to brand when you really never built a brand in the first place, right? To me, like, that, to me, like, it's self-explanatory. It's a prerequisite, in my opinion. You need to have this in order to do this. But a lot of entrepreneurs, you and I both know that there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who do not follow these steps. They actually make the money on the books that they sell on, and the book is about writing about like how to create $1 million. But when really that is how they made their $1 million, was through the book sales on how they make. So you hear a lot of stories like that, and I choose not to go and be in that kind of category. I rather tell you guys up front that what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm focusing on. I think that's a lot more, like I said, it just shows to you that how much I care about you than trying to make a buck, right? Again, money's not important. Honestly, if our world was operating without money or anything like that in a different kind of currency, I would focus on that. But like I said, money is a driver for a lot of things for you to do, right? So again, like, my long-term goal, I've always wanted to build schools, but that requires money, right? That requires a lot of resources that's involved, right? So, and again, like, it's for me to like go and build this kind of business. And I was telling a lot of my friends this, and they understand the point of view and stuff, and they understand a lot of like the practical aspect of it. So like I said, I'm a very practical analyst, political person, but on top of that, I believe in really dialing down. I'm gonna actually balance and shift both between, like, you know, again, a lot of gurus, a lot of entrepreneurs will talk about like feeling good, gratitude, and yeah, you can focus on that and visualize, but at the end of the day, you're still gonna take action. You're still gonna go take the necessary steps to go build your lifestyle the way that you want it, right? So it's really important for you to take that. And so here are the steps. I'm gonna give you guys some steps right now to how to focus on really dialing down onto what to do and how to navigate through a lot of things when you're struggling with so many ideas. Number one, I personally feel, is like, you grab a pencil and piece of paper out, you write down anything you can that can like build, you know, build towards that goal. For me, let's just say it's creating money, creating a solid income. Right. So I would write down like YouTube videos, content, you know, creating Instagram, an Instagram agency, Instagram course, and, you know, digital marketing, anything I knew off the top of my head that will create me money that I would particularly love to get into and dive into it. So write it all out. Right. Be just completely brain dump on that. Right. So that is the first step. So listing out on ways how to make money, ways on like how you want to obtain your goals or anything like that, doesn't necessarily have to be about money, but let's just say relationships. Relationships are a really great example. It's like writing out like the qualities that you want to have within that person. You know, what values that you have, try to figure that out, dialing down. So this is a really good brain dump exercise that I use a lot. So dialing down on for me, money related. So going down and looking at this and going about it. So YouTube videos, creating content, podcast editing for other people, for a monthly fee. Think about really thinking outside the box, right? These are all like business ideas. And then ranking them out of like 1 out of 10 for the most return. So the one that can potentially help you create the solid income in a short amount of time as possible, right? So like the amount of learning, if there's still a massive learning curve or anything like that, really analyze your own abilities as well too. So for me, I knew that I wanted to learn Amazon FBA because I hear a lot of friends that are in this industry that created a solid income. And how long would it take me to learn this kind of process? The return on investment on that was way larger than everything else. So I really, it made it really easy for me, ranking that 1 out of 10, right? So searching all these different business models, ranking them 1 out of 10, and then going at it, and then looking at the resources that you have available is the third step, okay? Third step is looking at the resources you have available, taking a lot of research into this, right? Because there's a lot of resources out there that will lead you in the wrong direction, right? In our world of massive information and technology, we get an abundance of courses, seminars, webinars, all these things. And the worst thing you can do is get overwhelmed with the content, right? So looking at really who is the one person that really represents that kind of lifestyle, and then see if that person has that course. So for me, I was looking out for a mentor, looking for anybody that was in the Amazon FBA space that was really was living the lifestyle that I wanted, right? And so I found this gentleman, bought the course, dove into it, and then was looking at the results first. Actually, looking at the results first, looking at their Instagram, their social medias, and everything like that. Kind of almost a background check to see if it's real, if it's authentic. Kind of see what's going on, right? Really analyze that for yourself. Because like I said, there's a lot of people out there who really, really focuses on making a buck and doesn't really give you value, right? Giving you the really basics. And whereas, like, you know, it doesn't really give you a full practical analysis of what to do step by step kind of deal, right? So finding these information is super key, but also don't get overwhelmed, because like you can get paralysis by analysis. You always hear a lot about that when you learn a lot and then you don't really take action. So that's one thing you want to stay away from. All right. So once you find the course, you find everything, you create a timeline, you set yourself a goal, all right, and you get it done. You take action. For me, being really gentle, creating a whole entire timeline. I spent the whole month learning the course and learning the whole business model in and out and everything like that from this gentleman, and then diving into it. Now it's getting started, right? So I'm getting started now. I'm creating all, I'm following step by step. I usually go and dive into the course once fully without doing anything and learning from it first and then going back. But again, you don't have to follow the step. It just works for me. Just because I don't want to miss any surprises. I don't want to get surprised along the process or anything like that. So I'll get through the course once without doing anything and then going back again and then taking a step by step along the way, having it going back as resources, because again, it's always going to be there. You did pay for it. And so you want to access it and maximize it all the way. Anyways, so these basically are my steps to how to really focus this and dial down on your process, on dialing down on just creating, just moving that needle forward in your life, right? Like, just, this is what I always do, and this is what I've always been doing. And so, like I said, like everything else, you kind of turn it off. If it can be done automatically, or if it can, you can outsource anything like that whatsoever, cool, do that, let it go. Because like I said, people will understand. Everybody knows I'm in like grind mode now. Everybody knows how to get out of my way kind of deal. So again, guys, hope this all helps, because like it's personally what I'm doing right now. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys in a bit. Again, if this helps, or let me know, send me an email, paul@pathhunters.com. And again, if you guys feel inclined or anything like that, I would love to like at least get some reviews for my podcast. Just leave some honest reviews. I would love to hear some of that. Again, guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much. Go on Apple. Give me that review if you guys like. If you guys feel inclined to do that, if this helps, let me know. If it doesn't, whatever. It's okay. Again, I'm just, like I said, I'm here for y'all. It just means to me, like I said, like I'm sharing whatever my entire process. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.